Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio, your intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. My name is Fred Flight, Senior Vice President with the Center for Security Policy, substituting for your normal host, Frank Gaffney. My first guest today is someone who I admire a great deal and consider a friend, Diana West. She's a nationally syndicated columnist. She blogs at dianawest.com, and she is such an expert on so many national security subjects, including the Soviet Union and Russia. Diana, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Fred. It's wonderful to be with you.
Well, Diana, you've been writing on your blog site about this dodgy dossier that's been used to justify spying on Trump campaign officials, as well as the whole Russia investigation. But you touched on something in a February 3rd blog post that I thought was especially interesting. And that is an individual named John Brennan, a former CIA director. Now, I'd like to hear your take on this, and I'd like you to fold in something I find very odd, that at a time that we're hearing that the Russia investigation supposedly was started by the FBI because of George Papadopoulos saying something in a bar when he was drinking, at the very same time in mid-2016, John Brennan was trying to get a Russia investigation rolling. Now, is it a coincidence that these two developments were happening at the same time?
There are an awful lot of coincidences in this story, aren't there, Fred? We don't know. We don't know. There's so much that's still hidden from us, but we are picking up on the clues. And we know that the Christopher Steele so-called dossier started floating around with in installments starting in June of 2016. We also found out, and this was something I went back to, Lee Smith has also noted this, that the Washington Post told us earlier in 2017 that John Brennan made a tremendously unusual submission to the White House, very hush-hush, eyes only, special courier, in early August of 2016. He sent an envelope over, and it was, yes, it was a Russian bombshell, as described in the Post. It was supposed to come from sources deep in the Kremlin, and it was supposed to be showing that Donald Trump and his organization were compromised by their relationships with Russia. And when I went back to this piece, which is over 6, 7, 8 months old now, I went back to it because it suddenly occurred to me that maybe what John Brennan had couriered over to the White House at this time was, in fact, the first 2-3 installments of the Steele dossier. And this would be quite sensational if we could run this down, because just as the FBI and the Justice Department were relying mostly on this same Steele dossier, unvetted, etc., it could be that the entire, quote, intelligence community was also relying on this same unvetted information to kickstart their own parallel information war, really, on the Trump campaign that we would see first coming out in October, right before the election, assessing the idea that the Trump campaign had been, that the election was being interfered with by the Russians, and then later that this was interference was a matter of collusion with the Trump campaign. So this becomes a very important issue because it could be that the Steele dossier is the basis, the mainstay of the entire narrative that has been weaponized against Trump, not just from FBI and Justice, but also from NSA, CIA, etc. We don't know that yet. I'd love to see Brennan questioned about this under oath.
This is such an important revelation because I just don't believe in coincidences in national security. And I suspect that everybody in the Obama and Clinton orbit were all working together to promote this Russia narrative. And it's just too coincidental that Brennan was going to says he went to the FBI at the same time we know other people going to the FBI. I just don't think it's credible that they were going there separately. Now, you also said that this information that Brennan provided was not mentioned in the PDB, the Presidential Daily Brief?
Right. That was the story. This was supposed to be a very compartmentalized vector of information. It only was supposed to go to, I believe, four people, Obama and three senior officials. What happened after that, we also see a series of briefings that start going to the Congress, the so-called Gang of Eight. You start wondering if indeed these briefings are based again on this same dossier that was just circulating all over Washington, including to the media, as we now find out. And this becomes the basis of a criminal referral on Christopher Steele that Senators Graham and Grassley have presented to the Justice Department. Very interestingly, those two senators also have referenced John Brennan on their recent batch of letters to DNC and Hillary campaign officials asking whether they were communicating about the Steele dossier to about 40 people and entities, including John Brennan, which is very interesting to find Brennan on the Senate Judiciary Committee's radar, because this, you know, he sort of seemed to sneak away from the entire conflagration that we've been living in. And yet the senators are now asking whether DNC and Hillary campaign were discussing the dossier with John Brennan and these others. And I think that that is a very important question for us to figure out, you know, what was really going on. We are looking at, you know, the old-fashioned phrase, the web of subversion that was discussed, that was presented as a way to understand what was going on in Washington in terms of Soviet infiltration and communist infiltration and fellow travelers. We are looking at, when you look at that list of 40 people and entities presented by Senators Graham and Grassley, you have to think web of subversion, because you're looking at what seems to be a government-wide secret conspiracy to subvert the democratic process. That is by definition subversion. And you're looking at actors that cross the government, not just DOJ and FBI. Now we're also the senators are referencing the State Department, which just now is kind of entering the mix of what was going on through a State Department official with a longtime John Kerry associate named Jonathan Viner, who seems to have been a vector of the dossier to John Kerry, and also a vector of Clinton associate input. This would be the second anti-Trump file that Steele also gave to the FBI. This is a relatively new piece of the story. Jonathan Viner was involved in that, it seems to be, going between Sidney Blumenthal, Cody Shearer, Jonathan Viner to Christopher Steele to the FBI, as he was also involved taking the Steele dossier in memo form to John Kerry. So he's sort of a incoming and outcoming link here. So this is not just the Justice Department. Now we're looking at the State Department. Now we're looking at the FBI. I mean, we are looking at a web of subversion that must be aired. Everything needs to come out, all the documents. This is such a crucial moment where we have an opportunity to find out what was happening, what these people were doing to suborn our system.
Well, quickly, concerning Brennan, I don't think there's anyone more hostile towards Donald Trump in the public sphere. And he's trying to claim that this information from the Steele dossier wasn't used at all in intelligence analysis, which we know isn't true because it was sent to the U.S. intelligence community through British channels. What's Brennan's problem? What's the issue with him?
Well, I think he's in full cover-up mode. I think he'll say anything and do anything to cover this up, because if we discover that the intelligence community assessment was based on the Steele dossier, I mean, that just blows up everyone. I mean, that becomes, you know, the scandal just goes to an exponential new level of collusion, of subversion, of you know, disloyalty to the Constitution. I mean, we've already got a conflagration. We've already have a huge scandal. It would increase it tenfold. So that is where he is. I think it's pretty clear. And that's why it's very important to find out from him and his associates what was the truth, and this really becomes a burning issue.
Well, Diana, we have to stop it there. Diana West, thank you so much for your excellent analysis of this very difficult subject. My next guest will be Kevin Freeman, who will be discussing some information concerning recent volatility in the U.S. stock market. My name is Fred Fleischer, Secure Freedom Radio. Stay tuned.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.